The coalition Two Countries, One Voice, Occupy Wall Street, and numerous New York City and state elected officials are calling for a four-day boycott of Saks Fifth Avenue in protest of its largest single shareholder, the world's richest man, Carlos Slim. Slim, the Mexican telecommunications mogul, is accused of exercising monopolistic control of his empire to corner the pricing of phone services. WBAI's Lucas Reckhaus files this report.
The fortune of the world's richest man is no longer based on steel, oil, mining, technology, or royalty. It stems from services. Services so fundamental to our modern life experience that, since approximately 1990, when he bought the Mexican state-run phone companies Telmex and Telcel, Slim has skyrocketed up the list of billionaires to number one. Since 2006, he has owned 90% of Mexican landlines and close to 80% of all cell phone carriers. Now, many critics are coming together to express their outrage over the price of Slim's success on the Mexican people. In a country with high rates of poverty and crime, and widespread lack of access to technology for rural inhabitants, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development estimates that Mexico loses 2.2% of its GDP every year due to overpriced cell phone rates and poor internet access. New York State Senator Adriano Espiar says that Carlos Slim epitomizes what is wrong with the business practices of the world's largest corporations and many of its most powerful individuals.
This is a real problem that the richest man in the world has chosen a business model that's predatory in its very essence, that squashes poor people, doesn't take into consideration their needs, doesn't promote competition, but rather has a monopolistic business model that will squash competition, lead to price gouging, and will, in essence, charge many of my constituents more money to communicate with their loved ones back home.
Juan Jose Gutierrez, one of the co-leaders of Two Countries, One Voice, says that the wealth of Slim is directly inhibiting the growth of Mexico.
We believe that for him to have made a significant portion of that wealth on the back of the very poor of Mexico and has been responsible in large part not only for price gouging, which is condemnable enough, you know, to the tune of over $13 billion a year between 2004 and 2009, that's acknowledged in actual public data. But more importantly, he's stifling, he's holding back the economic development of Mexico. Experts have stated time and time again that but for the monopolistic practices of individuals like Carlos Slim, Mexico's gross domestic product would increase to as much as 5% per year.
New York State Assemblymember Robert Rodriguez says that Slim's yearly overcharging of phone customers alone costs Mexico in the tens of billions, money which could make a huge difference if invested properly.
There was a report that came out by the OECD that said $13.4 billion is the number that citizens have been overcharged as a result of these practices. How much could be done with $13.4 billion in Mexico? How much more could be done to address the income gap in Mexico, as well as throughout the world, but also here in the United States? That's what we're bringing attention to.
However, in some ways, it is hard to fault Slim when he constantly receives encouragement for his less than noble business and investment practices. Just this May, he was honored at the commencement of George Washington University.
That's why it hurts that American institutions like George Washington University, which honor him last May at the commencement of their students on May 20th, gave him an honorary degree acknowledging his great philanthropic practices. We did research in the United States, and there is not to date a single Latino-based organization, whether it be a nonprofit or private even, that has ever received a single penny from Mr. Carlos Slim.
George Martinez, adjunct professor of political science at Pace University and the designated representative of Occupy Wall Street, says that the grievances against Slim are not because he is the world's richest man, but because of the irresponsibility and disregard for humanity with which he acts in his position.
We're not angry at people who make money, who do things in a positive way, who provide opportunities for people to earn a living while they also make a profit. We are angry and we are calling attention to people who believe that poverty is an economic opportunity. These are the same people who believe corporations are people and money is speech.
Martinez stresses that New Yorkers must be aware of what money is traveling in and out of their city, and that Carlos Slim has quietly amassed a chokehold on such classic New York institutions as the New York Times and Saks Fifth Avenue.
New Yorkers, please pay attention. Carlos Slim has a huge $250 million stake in the New York Times. It turns out this person is also the single largest personal private stakeholder of Saks Fifth Avenue.
Understanding this, Martinez says, obligates us to act in a concerted effort against Slim and his empire, proving that citizens can, with effectiveness, dictate who can do business in their city and stem the tide of financial pillage and monopoly.
Carlos Slim, the 1% of the 1%, who is the global monopolist, is now in our city with his money. If we reject the claim that the 1% of the 1% should dominate politics, if we reject the claim that money should dominate and corruptive business practice should be the model, then we must, as New Yorkers, reject Carlos Slim and his money in our city.
For WBAI News, this is Lucas Reckhouse.